Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The annual conference from SC Bio was held recently, and while it was reported that South Carolina is the sixth fastest growing life sciences industry in the U.S., there are concerns that certain policies out of Washington may soon negatively affect that growth. James Chappell is president and CEO of SC Bio. He joins us now by phone from Greenville, South Carolina. James, welcome back to the program.
Hi, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us first about SC Bio for our listeners maybe not familiar with your organization.
Yeah, happy to. We are the nonprofit trade association and economic development organization that really, in a nutshell, anything that has to do with growing the life sciences in South Carolina, making sure we have good policy, workforce, innovation, and entrepreneurship, and then really just kind of cultivating and helping our 200 plus members across the state and the country with anything that they need, again, to just grow and be successful and get more innovative therapies, devices to patients, which is our ultimate goal.
And I mentioned in my introduction about your annual conference being held recently, and one statistic coming out of that, that we're the sixth fastest growing life sciences industry in the U.S. Share with us some more from the latest conference.
Yeah, so we just had our conference in Charleston, had well over 400 people attend from really all over the country. And that is one of the things I talked about, that we're so excited about the momentum that we have in the state. That comes from a national bio report, our kind of parent organization out of Washington, that showed all the states, and that, as you mentioned, that we're sixth fastest growing for life sciences industry when it comes to jobs in the country. And if you look at the pharma industry alone, we're top five. And if you eliminate some states that really have almost no baseline, and kind of look at states with more an established life sciences, we're really probably somewhere between second or third in growth in the pharma industry. So just tremendous momentum, and it's very palpable. We see it every day with the conference, people coming in who've never looked at, thought about, considered South Carolina, and now it seems to be closer to the top of people's mind than it ever has been before. So we just want to continue that momentum and move from a lot of growth to, we have a real opportunity to move into, I think, leadership. Our goal is absolutely and certainly attainable is for South Carolina to be recognized as a new innovation hub for life sciences in the same breath as the Boston's and Research Triangle and Bay Area. We think South Carolina is poised to be that next innovation hub with this growth that we have.
And now talk about concerns that we're hearing, especially involving grant funding being cut from Washington, from the National Institutes of Health. A lot of companies in our state receive grants from those agencies.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern that we're hearing, and I think people are still sort of figuring it out. I mean, the NIH, billions and billions of dollars that go to our universities and to some of our companies, and we've heard some reports that universities are having to pause or reconsider PhD hires, postdoc hires, and then also trickling over to companies to receive some of those funds. So halting or certainly adding a lot of doubt into what they can do research-wise and where that funding is going to be. So it's something that we're keeping a close eye on. I know in conversations we've had, people are still sort of figuring out what it means, what it's going to look like. We are going to be up in Washington, D.C., meeting with our delegation with a lot of our companies and are certainly planning on talking to them a lot about that, of what we should expect. Is this the new norm? And how do we navigate this? Because it is a huge pipeline of funding, especially for the early stage research that's so important that then moves on to that next drug. But at the very foundation, at the earliest places with startup companies or in our universities, the NIH is just an invaluable pipeline for that research. So it's really important that we keep that going and kind of figure out what that looks like and how we navigate it and make sure that we tell our representatives and our delegation of how important that is to our state and for the success of life sciences in our state and ultimately getting more cures and therapies to patients. So it's something that we are paying close attention to, and quite frankly, us and everybody else in the country are still trying to figure out what it means and how to navigate through it.
Well, James, thank you so much for spending time with us today and for the update.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
James Chappell is president and CEO of SC Bio. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.